Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, mainly cloudy, a low of 36. Heavy rain and hail fell with the passing of thunderstorms earlier this afternoon, flooding some area roadways. One of the worst areas was 16th Street and Emerson Road in Mount Pleasant, where a car was stuck in floodwaters estimated at about 3 feet deep. Hail is largest quarters fell in several locations. A few lightning strikes were also reported, and fire departments responded to other water-related issues across the area. Police Chief Art Howell will receive a pay increase under terms of a new two-year contract with the city. Howell has been chief since April 2nd of 2012. The Racine Police and Fire Commission, during a special meeting after Howell was named as a finalist for the chief's job in Rockford, Illinois, voted to extend his contract for 2 years. The terms of the contract were negotiated with the city. According to a news release from the mayor's office, Howell will receive a nearly 5% pay increase from his current base salary to about $116,500 a year. Whether or not the Rockford, Illinois Board of Fire and Police Commissioners was leaning toward an outsider to become the next chief of police before Chief Howell took his name out of the running is unknown. But the second of two outside candidates among the original three finalists got the job.
The panel went with Dan O'Shea, the Operations Bureau Commander with the Elgin Police Force. It's believed to be the first time that Rockford's police chief has been hired from outside the department. The Assistant Deputy Chief, Doug Penn, was also a finalist. O'Shea succeeds Chet Epperson, who retired last November. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.
The Kenosha County Public Safety Building has been without power since just after 6 o'clock this morning because of a problem with some electrical equipment. The building, which houses both the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department and the City Police Department, is operating on backup generators. We Energy's crews have been on the scene working on the problem. Some residents living in what's proposed to be a tax incremental district for Uptown Racine attended the Plan Commission meeting to voice concerns about their taxes going up. The TID designed to help spur development and improvements in that area. Jolena Presti of Vanderwall & Associates said a comprehensive Uptown plan and creation of a tax incremental district are key components to launching improvement efforts Uptown,
which then can help generate additional investment and growth. So having new investment planned, which Todd just referenced, the three main projects that are moving forward, really helps to jumpstart a lot of this plan implementation to improve the overall Uptown area, in particular really focusing on the business district, but then also the community creating the community housing development organization, which will also help to put new investment into the surrounding residential area.
Homeowners needing help with loans or other matters were urged to contact the City Development Office for existing program help. The TID proposal was supported unanimously and goes to the Common Council April 19th, followed by the Joint Board of Review in May. The February jobless numbers from the State Department of Workforce Development show Racine County up at 6.6% versus 6.2% in January. The 6.2% in Kenosha County compares to 5.8% the month before. Topping the list of the largest communities was the city of Racine's 7.9% jobless rate last month, a 7/10 increase from January. The 6.6% in Kenosha compared to 6.3% for January. Other jobless numbers last month included 6% in Caledonia, 4.8% in Oak Creek, 5% in Mount Pleasant, and 6.8% in Milwaukee. The Institute of Supply Chain Management Milwaukee chapter, partnering with Marquette University, reports their index measuring the manufacturing sector in southeast Wisconsin and northern Illinois stayed on the positive side through all of the month of March. With anything above 50 being positive, the index was 57.78 this month versus 55.22 in February and 50.36 in January. It's the third consecutive positive month and the 20th in the past 31 months for measuring business conditions. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services says two more cases of that strange bacteria have been identified, bringing the total number of people diagnosed to 62, from which 18 have died, one of the cases confirmed in Racine County. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has been working with state officials to identify a source of the bacteria, which is an infection of the bloodstream. It began showing up in Wisconsin last November. Most of the victims have been over 65 with serious underlying health conditions. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.